Hi, and welcome to Kids View Devotional. I'm Ada, and today we're going to talk about rules. Do you like rules? I bet you have quite a few of them at home, at school, even at church. And I suspect you think you don't like rules and maybe even wonder sometimes what it would be like to be free of them entirely. No rules at all. Well, today we're going to understand how following the rules as good Christians now allow us to be eternally free. Sounds crazy, right? But first, I'd like to thank the Willis, Smith, and Thomas families for making today's episode possible. Also, Avery and Amelia, Kasten and Sawyer. Parents, to learn more about supporting this podcast or to submit a daily verse or prayer from your kiddo to be spotlighted in a future episode, visit www.anchor.fm/kidsview. Okay, back to rules. What would you say if I told you that every boy and girl has to be tied to something so that they can be free? I bet you would say, Ada, that doesn't make any sense at all. But it is the exact truth. Let's think about how being tied to certain rules create order. Let's think about math. Have you ever wondered why 4 plus 4 is always 8? Or why 7 times 8 is always 56? Every single time. Maybe you can't understand why it can't be 55 just once or 57 just once. But nope. The right answer is always 56. When you get a little bit older, you'll be glad to know that 7 times 8 is always 56. No matter where you are, what you're doing, if you're at a bank in New York, at a grocery store in China, or a classroom in California, the answer will always be the same. There's comfort to know that the multiplication table does not change, like many other things, as you go from place to place. Whenever or wherever you meet, you will always have the same answer. Because you were tied to that multiplication table as a boy or girl, someday you will be free to go where you like and always have the same answer. The same is true about riding a bicycle. You know that in order to be free to ride a bicycle, you must obey the rules of riding it. That is, when you are in danger of falling, say, to the right, you must turn the front wheel into the turn. If you do not, you'll fall off. Here again, you see, you must be tied to order to be free. You'll find rules all through life. That's why your parents and teachers lay down so many rules for you. It's not because they want to box you in and torment you, but so that you may be free men and women later. Similarly, this is why we have rules to follow to be good Christians. We are tied to God and His Word so that we may be eternally free. You see, the rules we have talked about, the right answer to math problems, how to ride your bike, those are rules created by man. The rules we follow to be good Christians are set forth in the Bible and tie us to God's Word. Both man's rules and God's are established for our own good. The difference is that man's rules are established with the best intentions. However, God established His rules with the knowledge and the certainty that His way is the best way. There's no guesswork when it comes to God's rules, is there? But the amazing thing is that these rules aren't hard, and we know exactly where to find them, in the Bible. And by being tied to those rules that shape us, we are tied to God so that we may be free. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for making what I need to do so clear. Help me wake each day and go to bed each night thinking about the gift you have given me. And please help me follow your rules and share that gift with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Our verse today is John chapter 14, verse 15. Our verse today is John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commands. My friend Amelia is here to wrap us up today. Amelia?
Parents, for more information about today's episode and topic, as well as exclusive content to reinforce lessons, join us at anchor.fm/kidsview.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.